Arweave has the potential to completely reshape the way that we interact with each other. A lot of people think of it as this shit coin, but it's way more than that. In fact, the cryptocurrency itself is basically irrelevant in my view. What really matters is all of this value that using it offers. So whether or not you buy the crypto, I don't really care. What the price is doing doesn't matter to me. What I care about is how this can reshape the structure of the internet. And so I'm going to present to you five problems, including network surveillance on here, and how Arweave helps to radically solve these problems. So even if you hate altcoins, even if you hate all of this buzz about new projects, I think you would really benefit to learn about this. So the first problem is this of archiving information from a censorship aspect and from a historical record. So archive.org is what a lot of people use to go back and look at what a website said in the previous times. And so this is super useful for something like history or what a politician says or things of this nature, to archive humanity and be able to present it in the way that the original author intended. Or even if it's not the original author, you know, somebody can document parts of society and show certain things. So this is incredibly important. So for example, during COVID, we all know about how certain COVID vaccine information was censored on Facebook and these types of things. This is not even controversial because we had court cases, for example, with Twitter about how they were censoring COVID information. So nobody's disputing that. But what a lot of people don't know is that actually some of the historical records on what happened with the swine flu during, let's say, George Bush's presidential term, that information was censored from Forbes.com because they wanted to not have a bad view of the CDC that was easily found by people. So this hiding of the past, or the 1984 government where they're burning the books, that whole type of thing is exactly what Arweave solves. And it solves this by putting information data directly on the blockchain up to a certain size. So about the amount of a podcast or a song is what goes directly on the blockchain. So let me put this in terms that you understand. So many people are familiar with Bitcoin blockchain explorers. And with these, you can see, okay, which Bitcoin wallets are sending outputs to which other wallets. So Arweave works in a similar way. The main difference is you can see what files are being uploaded through these blockchain explorers. And if it's a small amount of text, you can actually see it literally on the blockchain explorer. So the way you could think about this is sort of like a combination of a regular blockchain explorer, such as something like Bitcoin, combined with something such as Dropbox, where you could see what a particular wallet is uploading. But people aren't actually looking at content through blockchain explorers. They're instead getting the content through a gateway. And so the way you can think about a gateway is that it's serving up the content on different servers around the world, similar to what Cloudflare normally does. Now, Cloudflare is completely centralized, as you've heard me bitch about many times before if you've listened to this podcast in the past, so I'm not gonna go over those same points again. However, there is a new story you should know. There is a blogger in the UK who is doxxed by a US court order against Cloudflare. So what happened is this UK individual wanted to press a lawsuit against this anonymous UK blogger, and so he put in a court order with the US government to press on Cloudflare to get this guy's info. And so this goes to show, not only is it a privacy risk with Cloudflare, but it's also this risk of, no matter where in the world your site is actually hosted, you're now sucking that back to United States law. And that's why I'm excited about Arweave to be able to replace Cloudflare by having all of these gateways that are around the world. So you have the direct blockchain, which is archiving the data, the nodes, and then you have these gateways that are serving up the data. Well, how do you know where to find the data? And that's what the domains are all about. So with the regular internet, the government basically controls all the domain names. So people go, oh, well, I own my domain name, but this is not really true. You know, for example, if you have a .com domain, this is rented from VeriSign. So VeriSign is a company, and they, in a corrupt way, it's been basically proven that it's corrupt. They pay money to this quasi-government group to allow them to have access to control these .com domains and to rent them out. VeriSign said they were interested in censoring COVID disinformation. Taking a stance on such a controversial thing that's, you know, people are actively politically debating about, for them to just openly say that they're going to silence certain viewpoints at a domain level where we might not be able to find out about it is scary, regardless of how you feel on that issue. And many people have pushed for domain name censorship. For example, George Soros has been pushing for this misinformation of domain names. We've also seen in the European Union a push to force browsers such as Firefox to have certain certificates that the EU approves of domains that are allowed to be shown. And so domain name censorship is a huge deal, and that's why I'm excited about Arweave's names. RNS is what they call them. It's very simple to understand how Arweave names are updated. So with the regular internet, you point a .com domain to an IP address. With Arweave, you sign with a wallet to update your name to a piece of content on the blockchain. So then when people go and they type, oh, at the gateway, I want to look at this domain name, the gateway simply do a DNS lookup and go, oh, he's interested in this particular piece of content. And so let's get an understanding of how Arweave is much more private. So with the regular internet, each website is tied to an IP address. And so what this means is a network observer, like let's say the NSA, is able to see, okay, this VPN exit went and hit up this particular IP address. So from that, I can infer as to what website it is that they're looking at. And so if I'm able to trace these packets in a particular way, whether it's by the size of them, whether it's by following the route in a certain way, compromising routers and switches, observing all of this information, I may be able to gather data about what a VPN or a Tor exit user is doing. So instead of that, Arweave serves all content on all gateways. So an observer of all of this stuff is only seeing that the VPN is hitting up a gateway. We have no idea what content is being served from that gateway. So with a regular internet, it's a shared VPN going to a single IP. But under a system that I'm talking about, it's a shared VPN and a shared gateway. So very private from a network observer aspect. Another way that this is private is because all content is being served from this gateway, from this same IP address. If a DNS lookup was properly done, then the VPN itself would not know what content you're viewing because of HTTPS or SSL encryption. This is on all websites. So for example, my name with this podcast on the blockchain is Shadow. So if you were to do a lookup of the name Shadow on one of these Arweave websites and then go and look up that hash to get my newest podcast, the VPN you're using would not be able to know you were looking at Shadow. They would just know you're looking at a gateway. You're looking at anything on Arweave. And so the advantage of this is, unlike Tor, where you have to do all of these different hops all around the world to get this effect of not knowing what the website it is that they're looking at, with Arweave, it's super fast, but the VPN or whatever you're using doesn't see what it is that you're looking at. So on top of all of that, you're not actually interacting with the content creator itself. So with the regular internet, or even with Tor, the creator of the website is the one you're interacting with. So they're running the server, they're able to see, okay, these are the IPs that are hitting me up, okay, I could serve them this type of malicious JavaScript, I could do all these types of things, because they're running the site you're interacting with directly. Instead of that, with Arweave, you're not interacting with the creator at all. So the creator doesn't even know if you're looking at their site. So this is very private from all of these different aspects. It's very private from a network observer like the NSA looking at everything. It's very private from a VPN perspective because they can't see what you're looking at, similar to a two-hop Tor. It's very private from the creator aspect as they're not interacting with you directly. So all of these different aspects. All right, so we should wrap this up in a nice little bow. Here is my primary message. Arweave offers the potential for the privacy of Tor, the speed of Cloudflare, and the self-custody of Nostr. It extends far beyond just some random cryptocurrency, but instead should be viewed as a new way that we can structure society and communicate with each other. This is one piece of my overall worldview of encryption as identity that transcends physical locations through the use of redundancy platforms. Ultimately, my political views and my technological views and my cultural views mold as one to form protocols like this. It's your boy Shadow Rebel. Catch you on the flip side. This is Simplified Privacy.